Register. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Let's get to it with today's topic, Wikipedia. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. The name Wikipedia is a collaborative website derived from the Hawaiian word wiki, which means fast. Each Wikipedia article contains links that lead users to related pages with additional information. Anyone with internet access can write, edit and modify a Wikipedia article, except in limited cases where editing is limited to prevent disruption or vandalism. Since anyone can click on an edit and add content at any time, some articles contain undetected misinformation, errors and vandalism, but not all content can be edited. The English edition of Wikipedia has grown to more than 1.5 million articles and over 1,500,000 links. Wikipedia was founded in 1991 as a now-defunct project to create a free encyclopedia, launched by online media company Bomis. Nupedia requires highly qualified staff, a sophisticated peer review system, and editors who are able to view any page. Writing articles is slow, but edits are written by a technically savvy professional, with an editing program to track bad edits, and a team of professionals to correct them. Where there is disagreement about how facts should be presented, editors work hard to put together articles that fairly reflect current expert opinion on the subject. Prospective authors should read information about Wikipedia contributions before contributing to the project. Although the Wikimedia Foundation owns the site, it is largely uninvolved in writing and day-to-day operations. Although the Wikipedia text is a collaborative effort, the efforts of the individual authors are recorded on a separate page on each page, and the history of the pages is publicly available. You can learn more about a single contributor's contributions to a page by clicking on the image itself or a nearby information icon that displays a file or page with the author's source. Many visitors come to Wikipedia to acquire knowledge and share it with others. English users, there is no connection between the MediaWiki software that runs Wikipedia and the website of the Wikimedia Foundation. Although English is a widely used language, English Wikipedia is often derived from those whose mother tongue is not English, as it is the most common language in the United States and the second most popular in Europe. Such users visit the English Wikipedia because it tends to contain more information on general topics. By June 2020, 11% of all articles on all Wikipedias will be in the English edition. The Simple English Wikipedia, Simple Wiki, is the most popular version of the English Wikipedia, whereby most articles use only basic English vocabulary with some variations. There have also been many proposals, ranging from the standardization of a single form of English to the separation of the English Wikipedia project. National variants of the English language are preferred, with American English and British English being the most favored candidates. There is also the question of spelling and grammar variants, which articles should be used consistently and which colors and colors should be used in the same article. The guide also states that articles must remain in their original national variants, but they must comply with Wikipedia guidelines, including verifiability and publication from reliable sources. Although the software allows for a simple error reversal, contributions do not harm Wikipedia, as many experienced editors monitor each issue to ensure that it is an improvement. Wikipedia is an important way in which live collaboration differs from paper-based reference sources such as scientific journals and journals of the American Chemical Society. We create and update articles about new events that do not appear in months or years, but in minutes, and we also create new articles. We have improved dozens of articles in the last 2 years and looked at changes in more than 1,000 articles. New articles have also been written on a wide range of topics, including climate change, human rights, health, education and more. Information on Wikipedia is organized in lists, and we call the best of these lists features. These lists contain information about the most important events in the world, such as news, news events, events and news reports. You can browse and explore over 40 million articles in over 300 languages, wherever you are. All articles on Wikipedia are freely licensed, and you can find articles using the free open-source Wikipedia app for iOS and Android devices. The code of the app is 100% open-source and all articles and contents are freely usable. The app is being developed by the Wikimedia Foundation, the non-profit organization that supports and operates Wikipedia. The heart and soul of Wikipedia are the people who work to provide you with the most up-to-date information on the most important topics in the world. MediaWiki software running on Wikipedia maintains the history of changes and changes, so you can easily add information to Wikipedia from your phone, tablet, computer or other mobile device. As a result, serious researchers can often find viewpoints that are vigorously and thoughtfully represented by a broad spectrum of people from all walks of life, from academics and journalists to business leaders and politicians. This is all for today, guys. My name is Lisa and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.